I just have a little something I want to share here for a moment. On Sunday, Jim Newton, many of y'all were here, some of you weren't. If you weren't, you can, like Matt said earlier, you can get the podcast. But Jim Newton was here with us, and he was sharing what God's doing in these days, and what he sees is, Jim Newton's a man of God from Australia who came, but he was sharing about some things about how God wants to use every person. And Sunday night he ministered about the power of one and gave a really great example. If you weren't here, you definitely should get the podcast just to hear the story about a man who God used to reach so many people just in a very simple way. And then really it was just supernatural that God allowed him to find out how he had used, how God had used what that man had done. But I mean, there was a real theme I felt from the whole weekend of letting God use your life. So I'm not surprised that we're tonight offering ourselves. But I'm just had it in my heart. I just want to read a scripture to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Is that a phone or is that okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. And this is Paul writing. And he says, "Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord." And if you read in the scripture, particularly in Paul's writing, several different times Paul writes about God opening a door for him. And here he's talking about he went here at Troas and he preached Christ's gospel, and when he did, a door was opened to him. And this word door means exactly what it says. It's a door, it's a gate, it's an entrance, just like these doors are how you get in to this building. And God opened a door, it says here. The Lord opened a door. And I think many of us are aware that God opens doors in our lives, but I've just seen something in a little different way. If you will, turn over to Colossians chapter 4, and just maybe somebody back there will bring it up for us. It says in verse 2 of Colossians chapter 4, continue, again, Paul writing, he says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door." So we read a moment ago how God opened a door. So Paul knew that when things would open up before him, that it was God opening the door. Let me ask you, have you in your life ever experienced something that it seemed like suddenly something opened up before you? Am I the only one that's ever had that? It just seemed like maybe it was a door of favor that opened in your life. A door is an opportunity. It's an opening. You ever had that, Jose, where suddenly an opening? I know you have. You've had it in people's lives. You've had people stand in front of you and they open up to you, and it's a door for ministry. Or maybe it's a business opportunity that opens up, or maybe an opportunity for education, or maybe, you know, just something into somebody's life, or just something for you to advance, something that just opened up, and that's a door. But God is the one who will open doors before us. Now, we've taught you, if you've been to Abundant Life or the Essential 8 classes, you know that just because a door is open doesn't mean it's God. But God does open doors. We know that from Paul. God does open doors. It's good to know which ones are God. But Paul said here to pray that God would open a door. Open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Now, many times I've read this in services like these. I've certainly read it in my own life. I've prayed it many, many times that God would open a door for the word. But it occurred to me in the last, I don't know, in the last little bit, it's occurred to me that for you, certainly, there are times you need God to open a door for the word, but there are times you need God to open up other doors. Maybe you need a change in the course of your life. Maybe you need, for some people it might be a career move. For some people it's an opening into a family, or into your family. There's all kinds of opening into somebody's heart. That there are doors that you need. And it's interesting that Paul said here to pray that God would open the door. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I wait for doors to open, and I wait and I wait and I wait and I long for them too. But Paul told me here to open, to pray. He said here, pray for God to open a door. If God can open a door for the word, he can open the door for other things, can't he? He can open the door that you need. So I just want to take a little moment here And I want you to think about that in your life. What is it that maybe God's leading you to do? Or what kind of things are you railing up against? What is it you've been sorting through and sorting out? Let's ask God to open up some doors here tonight. Open up doors. Because that's what Paul said. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door. They needed a door in this place for the word. But we need doors for some other things as well. Some other things that God has for us to do. Some other missions that God has us, you know, assigned to. For you, Tom Tiller, there's some doors that need to be opened concerning marriages. I mean, you've committed yourself to help marriages. You and Rhonda stood up here and declared war on divorce. You remember that? There's some doors that need to open up before you. That's not a work of man. That's not something just by your own smarts or your own, you know, good sense you can do. God needs to open a door, and probably a bunch of doors, into saving marriages, restoring families. Those are doors that need to be opened. And we have that. Someone was just telling me recently how they know in their heart, they know that God's leading them to fund the preaching of the gospel. Well, you know what? The enemy's against that. He wants to keep money out of God's people's hands. But that's a door that needs to open in that person's life so they can do what God's called them to do. And here Paul said we could pray about that. You see what I'm saying? Who's with me? Who's got some doors they want to see open? Doesn't take long. We'll just pray. Father, we ask you, just right there where you are, pray. Talk to God and ask him to open the door that you need. Father, we ask you to open up these doors that are before us. Open up doors. Some of us, it doesn't look like there's even a doorway there with a door in it. But we ask you, Father, to open up. Some of them are concealed doorways, so to speak. But we speak to those doors and we command them to open. And Father, we ask you to open them supernaturally by your power to open them. Just as Jim talked about on Sunday morning, where just seemingly in 1 week's time, you totally turned him upside down and changed the course of his life. Father, that was a door you opened in his life. And I pray, Father, for our church that there would be doors, the doors you've ordained for us, that they would open. And I pray, Father, for the individuals that are here, the doors that you've assigned to them, the steps they need to take, the pathways you have for them that seem blocked. In Jesus' name, Father, I ask you to open a door so they can move along, so they can move along. Open doors so they can move along. Open up doors and open them wide in Jesus' name. Open up wide doors. And as Nate prayed earlier, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom. Give us great, great wisdom as we face these, look at these doors. Hallelujah. Prepare us to step through them. Give us the boldness and the courage to turn the knob and push it open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No longer timid. No longer weak. No longer discounting ourselves. No longer letting feelings of unworthiness rule over us. In Jesus' name, we shake those things off. And we're going through these doors that you're opening for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Selma, step out here just a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Selma, I see doors opening for you. And yeah, you've had plenty with Philip. And you've had plenty with being a mama and so many things you've done. But God's opening up a Selma-shaped door. It's kind of unique to you. And there'll be some things you do that you won't necessarily do right hand in hand and stride with Philip. Yeah, it'll all complement. It'll all go along. It will not oppose. It won't hinder. But it'll be a Selma-shaped door. And I thank you, Father, for opening that door for my sister. In Jesus' name, and bringing out the gifts that you've, the gifts that you've buried in this vessel, and bringing them out in a greater way, and giving her wisdom, and giving her boldness. And I thank you, Father, it's not going to be a kicking in of a door. It'll be a gentle, gliding, opening door. And it'll be just fit for you. It will feel right. It will be, as Luke said, it just seemed right. And you'll say, man, that just seems right. Oh, we thank you for it, Father. And many will be free. Many will be free. many will walk free. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Trish and Paul, just for you, if you just step out here just for a moment. If you're okay. Trish, you okay with this? Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all been on a journey, you know, a journey. You've been coming out of some stuff and walking into some stuff, but there is just ahead of you. It's still a couple of steps ahead, but just ahead of you, there is a door, and it's a big door. It's way taller and way wider than the two of you. But you're expanding so that door is the door you need. It's right now where you are, the door is wider and it's taller, but you're growing and you're expanding and you're increasing so that by the time you hit that door, it's the size door you needed to get into all that God has for you. In Jesus' name, there's supernatural growth coming to the two of you. And there's supernatural wisdom and understanding about things. Some you know about and some you don't. But it's coming. It's just ahead here. Hallelujah. And you just continue to listen to the one who's been guiding you thus far. And you just continue to be obedient. No reason to sweat it. No reason to sweat it, Paul. No reason to worry. Just keep doing. Keep following. Keep walking. And there's going to be a big door open. And as you step through it, the other side is glorious. The other side is wondrous. The other side is a lot of hooping and hollering. I never knew this could even be. Yes. But it's going to be good. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Growth in Jesus' name. Continue to grow and to thrive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And things that have been set in your pathway to cause you to stumble, you've made your way around them and over them and past them, and you haven't stumbled and you haven't faltered. Good for you. Good for you. And ha, ha, ha on the enemy. Ha, ha, ha on the devil. Ha, ha, ha on the evil one, because he's defeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for opening doors, making a way through, making a way into. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we can't just stay where we are. There's not any of us that can just stay where we are. Hallelujah. 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 None of us can just stay where we are. There's more ahead. God's got more, and hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's good stuff. Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You got something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, if you just knew what God was telling me, and you will in a second, I guess. You know, sometimes I like to have things figured out, like before I get up here and say anything. But God just gave me this, just kind of gave me this image as I was sitting there, just listening to Pastor Susie. And anybody seen the show Let's Make a Deal? It's like, anybody over here got a paper clip or a nail file or emery board? No, I'm serious. All right, so you will be our contestant. Stand up here. Here's what I saw. This is like our plans right here. Okay? This is like our plans, our ideas, our future, what we have the roadmap for the next 5-10 years. What do we see ourselves doing in the next 5-10 years? Houston, listen up here, man. This is you tracking with me? This is your life, man. And here's the deal. God is saying let's make a deal. And he's got some doors in front of you, like doors labeled 1, 2, and 3, and then you gotta pick the door. And sometimes on the show, there's some there's some doozies. You know, you get like a goat with some grass, you know, behind door number three, and then like door number one's got, you know, a year's supply of spam or something ridiculous, right, that you would never want or need. But then like door number two, it's like an all-expense-paid trip to Tahiti and then a new car and all kinds of wonderful things, right? You tracking with me? Well, what I see here is God has some doors for you, and none of God's doors are doozies. You know what I'm saying? The enemy's got some, he's got his own set of plans for you, and that's why you got to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow his voice, right? But God's saying, I got a deal for you. Trade in your plans. Trade in your life. Trade in what you think is going to be the best thing for you. And watch what I have on the other side of door number two. You feel me? Are you ready to trade in? Are you ready to make a deal, Kathy? There you go. I'm sure you don't want it back now. It just ruins the analogy. What I'm saying is God's got a deal for you. He's got a great deal for you. Just purpose to trade in your ideas, trade in your plans, trade in where you see yourself going, because a lot of times we're so short-sighted, aren't we? We think, well, this is going to be the best for me in the next however long it's going to be. But God says, I've got a great deal for you. I've got a better deal for you. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal tonight, he says. Let's make a deal. Trade in your plans and then walk through the door that I have laid out for you. And listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't get distracted. Because some doors you're not meant to go through. They're traps. There are trap doors out there. And you want to avoid those. And that's why it's important to follow peace. That's why it's important to follow the Holy Spirit and his leading in our lives. But when you follow his leading and you walk through that open door, oh, the reward, oh, the prize, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be greater, bigger than you've ever imagined. It's going to be E320. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for open doors. Father, we cash in our emery boards, we cash in our paper clips and our nail files, what we have on the inside for us, Father, we cash those in, our mind and our futile mind of what we've dreamed up. We cash that in and make a deal with you for what you have for us. We'll trade our useless life and give it to you, and you'll make something wonderful out of it, and you'll lead us into a path that's glorious, a path that will lead to something far greater than we could ever have imagined or thought up in our wildest hopes, dreams, or imaginations. And Father, we purpose to follow along that path. And all the way, all the way, all the way, every step of the way, checking our peace and following the leading. And Father, we thank you for that door that's wide open to us. That door that's open to us as we step through it, and we'll see things and we'll do things that we never thought we'd do. We'll minister to people that we never thought we'd minister to. We'll hear from you in ways that we never thought that we'd hear from you. And we'll be further off than we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and you'll accelerate the process. It'll be even accelerated. It'll be accelerated. There's no seminary training that we'll have to go through, but you'll just teach us. You'll teach us as we step through each door. You'll teach us something new, and we'll experience something better, and we'll grow. And we'll grow at an accelerated rate, grow in our spirit, grow in our knowledge of you and your goodness and your plan and knowledge of how to minister to others. Oh, Father, here we are. 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 Here's my paperclip. It's all yours. I don't want this. I don't want this paperclip. It's yours. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Father, I just receive what you have for me. We receive for what you have for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Quita, can I pray for you? Is that okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Almost so. The course of your life took you one way. And you made some choices that took you into things that you got into. You thought they'd be one thing, and when you got into them, they weren't what you thought they would be at all. And you said to yourself, how did I get into this? Well, that was the course of life and the decisions you made. But all the time, God's got plans. All the time when you've been here and you've been over there and this thing has happened and that other thing has happened and there's been pain and there's been hurt and there's been abuse and there's been some tough days. There's been some good days, but there's been some really tough days. And in the midst of it all, God still had a plan. And he's been drawing you, and he's drawn you to this point, to today. He's drawn you, and he's been drawing you. And these steps you've made in the last weeks, in the last months, these steps you've made towards God, it's not just your idea. He's been drawing you. He's been wooing you. He's been bringing you to himself because he's got something good in store. He's been planning for a long time to show you his goodness. And he's been planning your restoration, and he's been planning to heal you, and he's been planning to mend you, and he's been planning to bless you and to show you love like you've never known before. Hallelujah. And not only that, he's been planning to use you to impact a whole lot of people. And his hand is upon you tonight. His hand is upon you tonight. And it's not about where you've been. It's not about what's happened or what you've done. It's just about Jesus. Jesus has made you right with the Father. And because of what Jesus has done, all that God has is now yours. And he's washed you and made you clean and made you brand new. And now he's commissioning you as his very own daughter. And he wants to fill you up till you overflow. Hallelujah. And stay overflowing. Hallelujah. And the path that you've been on that deviated here and there, it's about to deviate. It's already deviated a big, big, big turn, a U-turn. And it's headed now into some glorious, glorious things. Hallelujah. Father, we pray. I pray for my sister. I thank you for her precious life. Thank you for your hand that is upon her. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I take authority over the enemy that's tried to snuff your life out. I take authority over the enemy that's tried to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I tell you, enemy, you've lost. She doesn't belong to you. She belongs to God. She's off limits. Off limits, off limits, off limits to you in Jesus' name. And anything that's gone before, any work that you've had, any plans you've had, anything that you've been doing in Jesus' name, that's now over because she belongs to God. And I command you to depart. Any remnants of your work, depart now in Jesus' name. And I proclaim tonight that you are free in Jesus' name. Free to go for God. Free, free, free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Let's stand, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's just give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's got extraordinary things for us between now and year end. Just get ready. Extraordinary ministry and outreach and worship and financial blessings and relationships. Extraordinary. Just expect it every day. Hallelujah. He wants to do over and above. So, Father, we just thank you tonight, working in each one of us. Lord, we've surrendered to you and to your will. Into your plan. I thank you. You speak to us in the upcoming days. You're speaking to people about their purpose, why they're here, speaking to people about their future, showing them things to come, showing them doors, open doors, and then they're bold, Father, to step through those doors. And I thank you, Father, we're sensitive to, Father, as we walk through our day, for you to use us and for those doors of ministry to step out and touch people's lives, that you work through us, your power works through us. So we thank you. We give you the praise. So grateful for what you're doing in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.